Borneo, the great green heart of Southeast Asia. Wrapped in mist and ancient rainforests older than memory. It is an island of deep rivers, towering mountains, an endless jungle where the air hums with life. From the coastal mangroves to the hidden highlands, every corner breathes with mystery and spirit. But the true soul of Borneo lies not only in its wild beauty. It lives within its people. The Dayak, Iban, Penan, and many others have shaped their lives through harmony with the land. Their stories are bound to forest and river. This is Borneo, untamed, sacred, and forever alive. Deep within the green heart of Borneo, where the rivers wind like ancient veins through endless rainforest, live the Dayak, the island's first guardians of the land and spirit. Their world was once an ocean of trees, a living temple where every sound of the jungle carried meaning. The Dayak built their longhouses on riverbanks, vast wooden homes that sheltered generations beneath a single roof, bound by ancestry and myth. Long ago, their stories spoke of migrations through mist and battles for sacred soil. Clans carved their identities through ritual and craft. Their carvings, tattooed skin, and woven rattan told the language of nature. Each line, a prayer to the forest gods who gave and took life. Yet as foreign traders and empires reached these shores, the Dayak were forced to protect what the forest had taught them. That harmony comes not from conquest, but from respect. Through centuries of change, their beliefs in spirits and ancestors endured. They echo through the rhythm of gongs and the silent strength of the rainforest itself. The forest may thin and rivers may alter their course, but the Dayak remain resilient as the hardwood trees they once shaped into homes and canoes. Today, the spirit of Borneo still breathes through their traditions, whispered by the wind through towering canopies, keeping alive the memory of a people who learned to live not above nature, but forever within it. Along the winding rivers of Borneo, where mist drifts over endless rainforest, the Iban people built their world in rhythm with the land. Once known as the Great River Voyagers, they followed the water's flow deep into the island's heart. They raised longhouses of timber and bamboo on the fertile banks, each one standing as a living village, a home for many families, bound together by ancestry, legend, and the pulse of the jungle around them. Their past was carved in journeys and in struggle. The Iban once moved through forests with unmatched skill. Their canoes gliding beneath giant trees that seemed to touch the sky. Their lives were guided by omens, songs, and the spirits of the land. As they faced both the challenges of nature and the tides of outside influence. When foreign forces sought to tame the wild interior, the Iban became defenders of their rivers, holding fast to the beliefs that shaped their identity. Today, echoes of their heritage linger in the sound of drums, during ancient festivals. Their intricate weaving tells stories of courage and belonging. The rainforest still shelters their memories. Each leaf and river stone carrying whispers of those who walked before. The Iban spirit endures in the heart of Borneo's hidden valleys. Proud, enduring, and forever entwined with the living forest that has always been their greatest companion. In the deep interior of Borneo, where sunlight filters gently through a thousand layers of green, the Penan people move like shadows among the trees. For generations, they lived as nomads of the rainforest, following its rhythms, taking only what the land allowed. Their trails crossed rivers and mountains, marked not by walls or borders, but by memory. A living map carried in songs and stories, whispered from one generation to the next. The Penan learned to read the forest as one reads a sacred text. Each sound of the cicada, each scent of the wind, spoke of food, water, and warning. Their blowpipes were carved from the heart of hardwood trees, their poison drawn from plants known only to the old ones. When the forest was threatened by the sound of chains and the fall of giants, the Penan stood not with weapons, but with their knowledge of the land, protectors of an ancient world, slowly disappearing beneath the blade of change. Yet through loss and silence, their spirit remains unbroken. The rainforest still carries their presence in the quiet places untouched by time, in the songs that rise with the morning mist. The Penan live as a memory of what it means to belong entirely to nature. Their story is one of endurance and reverence. A reminder that the greatest wealth of Borneo is not found in what can be taken, but in what has been preserved. High in the remote valleys of northern Borneo, where the rivers gleam like silver threads through a sea of forest, live the Kenya people, masters of wood, spirit, and song. Their ancestors journeyed from the mountains, settling beside great rivers, where they built vast longhouses raised above the earth, each one bound together by shared labor and ancient belief. Within these walls, generations lived as one, guided by the rhythms of planting, carving, and ritual that gave meaning to life beneath the rainforest canopy. The Kenya carved beauty into everything they touched. Their wooden totems stood tall before longhouses, symbols of ancestry and protection. Their dances, accompanied by the deep tones of gongs, echoed through the jungle like a heartbeat of the land itself. Yet the world around them began to change. Forests once endless grew thin, and rivers once clear ran clouded. The Kenya faced the burden of preserving their spirit in a time when the earth that sustained them began to fade. Across the hills of Borneo, the Kenya continued to honor their elders, their crafts, and the sacred bond between humanity and the natural world. The forest remains their teacher. Its sounds and silences shaping the rhythm of their days. In the hush of dawn, as mist curls above the trees, the legacy of the Kenya lives on. A people whose art and endurance keep alive the memory of harmony between man and the wild. In the mist-wrapped highlands of central Borneo, where vast rivers twist through deep valleys, live the Kayan people, an ancient community bound to the water and the forest that cradle their lives. Their ancestors came from distant mountains, carving a home from the heart of the jungle, where each tree and river stone held sacred meaning. The Kayan built grand longhouses of ironwood and bamboo, stretching along the riverbanks like living bridges between earth and spirit. Their traditions grew from balance and strength. The Kayan were renowned for their craftsmanship, carving canoes that glided through winding rivers and shaping intricate beads and tattoos that told stories of lineage and pride. Life flowed in harmony with the river's rhythm, yet history brought winds of change. The spread of outsiders and the lure of trade pressed against their isolation, challenging the quiet continuity that had defined them for centuries. Still, the essence of the Kayan remains rooted in their land. Their festivals, their songs, and the enduring artistry of their hands continue to honor the spirits of river and forest. Beneath the canopy, echoes of ancient chants rise with the smoke of hearth fires, carrying the story of a people who never turned away from their origins. The Kayan stand as keepers of the river's memory, a living testament to endurance, tradition, and the unbroken bond between humanity and the untamed soul of Borneo. Where the mountains of western Borneo meet the drifting clouds, the Bidayu people built their homes upon the slopes, surrounded by mist and rainforest. Their villages, once hidden deep in the hills, were woven from bamboo and wood, strong yet gentle. Shaped by the land they depended on. For centuries, the Bidayu lived close to the earth, their days marked by the planting of rice, the rhythm of gongs, and the stories carried through the evening air, like embers from a fading fire. Their ancestors moved through a world of spirits and rituals, guided by unseen forces that lived in trees, rivers, and stones. They built circular baruch houses, places of gathering and ceremony, where warriors once prepared for defense, and elders guarded the traditions of their people. When outside powers reached Borneo's shores, the Bidayu's hidden world faced new tides of change. The mountains that once shielded them could no longer keep the world away, and the harmony they shared with nature was tested by the weight of modern intrusion. Yet through time and transformation, the spirit of the Bidayu endures. Their music, dances, and ancient chants still rise above the mist, echoing across the valleys that have always been their home. The forest remains their teacher, and their hills still breathe with memory, a testament to a people who have weathered centuries with quiet resilience, standing firm between the mountains and the sky. In the far northern highlands of Borneo, where cool mists cling to the valleys and rivers wind through emerald slopes, live the Lun Bawang, a people of the mountains, bound to the rhythm of the land. Their ancestors once roamed the forests as hunters and gatherers, moving with the flow of rivers that carried life through the heart of the island. Over time, they settled among the high ridges, cultivating rice in terraced fields that shimmer beneath the morning sun. Their villages rose like islands of wood and thatch. For generations, the Lun Bawang lived in harmony with the natural world. Guided by ancestral customs and songs that honored the spirit of the earth. Their language, music, and rituals told of courage, kinship, and respect for all living things. Yet the quiet peace of the highlands was not untouched by change. Waves of migration and the pull of outside influence reached even these remote valleys, testing the strength of traditions passed down through centuries. Still, the Lun Bawang endure with grace and devotion to their roots. Their harvest festivals celebrate the same gifts their ancestors once gave thanks for. The forests continue to shelter their stories. As the mist lifts each dawn, the sound of distant gongs carries across the hills, a timeless echo of belonging. The Lun Bawang remain guardians of Borneo's highlands, living proof that the spirit of the land still breathes through those who listen to its voice. Deep in the southern highlands of Borneo, where rivers cut through dense jungle, and valleys echo with the sound of cicadas, live the Murut people, fierce guardians of the uplands and keepers of an ancient forest heritage. Their world is one of towering trees, swift rivers, and shifting mists. Villages perch on wooden stilts above the forest floor, and life moves to the rhythm of the land. For centuries, the Murut thrived in isolation, their lives guided by the wisdom of ancestors and the unbroken bond between humanity and nature. The Murut were once known as formidable warriors, moving through the forest with unmatched skill, defending their lands and families from rival tribes. Their longhouses stood as fortresses of unity, where generations shared stories of courage, of survival, and of respect for the unseen spirits that governed the world around them. As foreign powers reached the interior, the Murut's way of life faced deep change. The call of the forest began to clash with the advance of the modern world. Yet beneath this transformation, their traditions remain alive. Their harvest celebrations, their chants, and the rhythmic beat of their bamboo instruments still carry the memory of who they are. the Murut stand today as symbols of endurance. Rooted in the soul of Borneo's wilderness, as mist rises from the forest floor, their spirit lingers, proud, resilient, and forever woven into the living heart of the island. In the quiet interior of central Borneo, where great rivers wind through untouched rainforest, live the Punan Ba, a people whose story flows with the rhythm of the wild. Once nomads of the deep jungle, they moved softly beneath towering canopies, guided by the pulse of the land and the whisper of water. The forest was their home and their provider, offering fruit, fish, and shelter. In a world where every path was written in the language of trees and streams. Long ago, the Punan Ba lived in small groups, following the hunt and the harvest, bound by respect for the spirits that guarded the earth. They took little, wasted nothing, and believed the forest would remain eternal. But the sound of axes and the hunger for timber reached even these hidden valleys. Their sacred balance began to waver as the forest fell around them, and the life they had known for centuries faced a slow fading into memory. Still, the essence of the Punan Ba endures. Their songs and stories survive. Soft voices that speak of a time when man and nature moved as one. Their spirit remains in the flowing rivers, in the rustle of leaves, in the stillness after rain. The Punan Ba are the memory of Borneo's first forest wanderers, carrying within them the last pure echo of a world, shaped entirely by harmony, humility, and the eternal breath of the jungle. Along the windswept coast of northern Borneo, where the great rivers meet the sea, live the Melanau, a people shaped by water, tide, and time. Their world rises from the mangrove swamps and river deltas, where stilted wooden homes stand above shifting tides, and the scent of salt and sago fills the air. For generations, the Melanau have lived between land and ocean. Their lives guided by the balance of both, fishermen, boat builders, and gatherers of the sago palm, the tree that has sustained them for centuries. Long before foreign sails appeared on the horizon, the Melanau were already traders of the coast. Their canoes carried salt, sago, and forest goods through labyrinths of winding rivers. Their rituals honored the sea spirits, and the ancestors who watched over them. They believed life and death were bound to the rhythm of the tide. When colonial powers and religion reached their shores, the Melanau world began to change. Yet their deep respect for nature and their communal harmony endured through every tide of history. Today, the echoes of their heritage still linger in their tall houses and ancient festivals. The sago palms still sway in the coastal breeze. As the sun sets over the estuaries, the light catches the wooden stilts and rippling water, revealing the quiet resilience of a people who have lived for centuries between river and sea. The Melanau, guardians of Borneo's shifting shores and timeless waters,